springtime of each year would break with blackbird songs from its far bank. Breezes ricocheted and raked this floating field like unseen tanks. Outside my window, the wild would awake with cries of courtship, need, and thanks. Moods and minnows flashed its face, condemned the winter, walked its plank. Round the edges, I would take my rifled heart loaded with blanks, and witness with each splash or wake the shoreline sentries breaking ranks. Summer came with the bullfrog breeze that turned their home into our swimming pool. The water boiled in the heat and the haze with a neighbor navy on patrol. Limp on inner tubes we lay as the horseflies would scold. Then diving down to the mud and the clay, we'd chase the bullheads and the tadpoles. Later on, the sky would gray, then darken with a thunder roll, sending the sailors on their way before the heavens lost control. If times are left too long ago and far away, and once upon some of the best ones that I know, when we played around the pond. Then like dusk, the autumn came, a jester at a requiem. The lion line with its maple mane roared red round the wet kingdom. Down the brook we had a game of racing our wood boats out to the pond. Like Caden Bogey's African queen, we'd push and we'd pull till the light was gone. Sometimes as the day would wane against the last sad blush of sun, a big blue heron wrote his name. The masterpiece was signed and done. Winter fell upon the air with frost and frigid northwest winds. Black ice formed its cool veneer, sealing all the critters in. Soon across its face appeared the scars of skaters and their kin. When the snow fell, it was cleared so the hockey games could begin. Some Sunday mornings I'd awake to hear solo blades cut sharp and spin. Our family doctor would be there to twirl away his worrying. If times are left too long ago and far away,